Note reference, 13. Similarly, British Petroleum outperformed Exxon over the long term, and J&P Coats did better than American Woolen. Some historians have speculated that the few big firms that Britain did produce by the First World War were hardened by free trade, in a way that American firms were not. Going public was also a stimulus to better performance, as J&P Coats showed. By the end of the First World War, a small sewing thread firm, based in out-of-the-way Paisley, had become one of Britain's biggest manufacturers, thanks to the family's prescient decision in the 1880s to dilute their family ownership by floating their stock. The merger boom that followed the First World War led to a rapid increase in the number of quoted companies. There were 719 of them by 1924 and 1,712 by 1939. By the early 1920s, 57% of Britain's corporate profits came from public firms, a figure that would gradually rise to 71% by 1951. Coats, Shell, and Imperial Tobacco were part of a small elite of modern companies, including distillers, Cornalds, Guest Keene and Netley Fold, and Guinness. The two most influential were both